Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. 651-461-9226. You can call in your question for Jordana. You can text it in on the text line. Love to hear your voice, though. We've had a lot of great calls lately. Let's keep the streak going. 651-461-9226. Phone line's wide open for you. Or if you want to go to the Odyssey app and you see that microphone right next to the Listen Live button, you can press that button and record a question, and we get it in studio so we can hear your voice, as we call it, on mic quality audio. Here's my question, first of all. Dear Jordana, how do I resist the urge to take my laptop computer and smash it through the window of a second floor radio studio onto the streets of downtown Minneapolis when it suddenly just quits to suddenly do updates in the middle of a radio show? What do I do? Gosh, is that frustrating.
I know.
And I had some great questions lined up on my computer, so I'm winging it right now. I'm swinging in the wind, if you know what I mean.
Adam Carter, you take your laptop and you smash it, and you
make sure no one's below.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So can you not see the emails that came through for Dear Jordana?
I have them. I have the one that's actually in studio up here. But let's start with a text
because okay. Sorry.
Well, that's all right. It'll come back eventually. Dear Jordana, my friend is divorced and her daughter, 15, has decided she isn't talking to her mom and dad, making her spend her regular time with her mom. My friend says court is too expensive and is very depressed about the situation. What can I do to help her? Very serious question there.
So the dad isn't making her,
she isn't talking to mom, and the dad isn't making the daughter spend time with mom.
Okay. Well, court is not too expensive. If you are legally entitled to time with your child,
right,
unless they emancipate. This is a really hard one. My God. Unless they emancipate, which, by the way, they can do at age 15. Don't tell your daughter that. First of all, the dad is a, oh God, I was about to say something that I shouldn't say on the air. A jerk. The dad, this is what I'm a divorced person, and the one thing you always have to do is you have to love your kids more than you hate your ex-spouse. And what the dad is doing is only hurting the daughter by not enforcing the fact that she should be spending time with her mother as well. Unless, of course, there was some kind of abuse that we don't know about. The dad is being a terrible parent. Now, I know he doesn't care about that because he thinks he's punishing the ex-wife, but who he's really punishing is the daughter. And somebody needs to explain that to the dad. And if that's not possible, she must go to the court. Court is not too expensive. This is a priority, okay? You have to go to the court and say, I want to spend time with my kid. I need this to be legally enforced. And then you have to make the most of the time you spend with your daughter, not bad mouthing her father, just explaining how much you love her and want to be part of your life. But you know what? I blame the dad. If he is not making it a priority for her to have a relationship with her mother, he is not only a bad dad, but a bad person. The divorce, as you know, Adam, divorces are so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And my advice to any person who is going through a divorce, the children are always first. And that means you got to eat a lot of crow. I did.
Yep.
But always, the children are always number one. This text really makes me sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does too. And again, there's two sides to every story. And
there
we're
are.
Only getting the
yes.
one story, but yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, if I would never do that in 100,000 years. Again, unless there was some abusive situation. Mm-hmm. But no, I am so fortunate to even being in as bad as divorce can get that we absolutely have always put the kids first and will continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it has been nothing but positivity when it comes to our kids.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And your kids will benefit. You have great kids, and I can tell. You guys have done it beautifully. You should write a book.
Dear Jor, my friend, best friend, getting married, their registry is entirely high-end items. $400 stand mixer, $300 luggage, etc.
Wow.
I'm a young professional and budgeted $75 for a gift. Mm-hmm. Is it rude to buy something off registry that fits my budget, or is the couple being greedy by expecting four times that amount? I feel like my friendship shouldn't be contingent on expensive kitchen appliances.
Do not be held hostage by greedy brides and grooms. You write a check for $75, you put it in the card, and you say mazel tov on your wedding. Stop it, brides and grooms. No question. You budgeted. Thank you for budgeting. You're a responsible adult. You write a check for $75 and you are done and complete. Full stop.
Don't registries, though, also like you can contribute that money towards one of those
sometimes.
Gifts? Sometimes. Yeah.
Or
I was
they
gonna
can say like the honeymoon option. We've talked about this a lot. You know, add to our honeymoon or our health care or our down payment on a house. You can absolutely contribute that way. But if it's just, you know, a $500 mixer that nobody needs, you write them a check and you are done, my friend. You are absolved. Do not feel guilty one bit.
Yeah.
And also do not get yourself in financial trouble because somebody wants a $7,000 coffee maker.
Yeah.
Sorry, not a thing.
I mean, here's the thing. It's been many, many years since we did the old gift registry.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is you try to find a wide variety of stuff. I don't fault any couple-to-be to put some higher-end items on there because you know what? Sometimes somebody's feeling really generous or you got that rich uncle or aunt who might fork it over for that. And you might get it, and it's a great surprise.
You
like,
might.
Oh, my God, we got the mixer we really wanted.
Right.
But you should it shouldn't all be just high-end stuff. You should have, you know, a plate set where somebody can get one plate.
Yes.
You know?
But if you're not thinking about your guests and you're only thinking about yourself and you're being bridezilla and groomzilla, again, guests do not have to be held hostage to privileged brides and grooms. You do what you can, and that's it. Full stop.
Dear Jordana, when I was younger, I looked like a cross between Robert Redford and Tom Selleck. Now I'm older, I don't look like that anymore, and I'm offended by that. I want my youth back right now. What attorney do I hire to file a lawsuit against the aging process?
If we can make it a class action, I will join you on this. I am so sorry. This is the first time on Dear Jordana, I have to say, I cannot help you. But if you find an attorney that will sue Father Time for my jowls, I'm on board. Class action, my friends. I'm joining.
Class action suit.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I think everybody
saggy boobs, cellulite. Come on.
Right.
That skin above the knees, the crepey arms, the jowls, the neck sag. I'm with you.
Skin above the knees.
On board.
What is that?
Yeah, women. The skin above the knees gets a little crepey. Women know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we got a call there coming in there, Josh.
I'm
Dear
with you.
Jordana,
I'm with you.
Occasionally I have to work with a guy who is totally overly racist, homophobic, misogynist, proudly, willfully ignorant, and thinks it's okay to act that way around me because I'm an old white man. How do I get him to back off or go away without getting myself fired? This goes right in to what we were just talking about last hour.
Yes. How do you get him to, I mean, do you really, I need more information. Do you have to work with somebody who is racist, homophobic, misogynistic, and willfully ignorant? That's a terrible coworker. Like, I can't imagine that this person is still employed.
I know.
How do I get him to back off? You know what? At this point, put in your AirPods, and anytime he tries to talk with you, you give them the motion, like, I'm on a call. You know, like, yeah. That you can't talk to him. At some point, you need to, but you need to avoid this person your mental health.
But going back to what Karen, our caller, said, remember, she says it's on us to call that out if we want to have the society we want.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, okay, Karen had a better, but he's saying without getting myself fired. Who knows, maybe this person is the boss.
Or it's just that's widely acceptable in the office. Boy, that'd be tough, man.
That'd be tough. You can go to HR. I mean, you can try to do the right thing. You absolutely can. But also, you need to protect yourself from this awful person. So I would do avoidance at all costs. Or, honey, you go get yourself another job if you can. I know it's hard, but you should not be subject to awful people. You shouldn't. I'm so sorry. These are serious today. Yeah. It's heavy stuff.
Dear Jordana, I work now from home full time, and my neighbor, who's retired, has taken to stopping in every single day unannounced. Between 11 and 1 for a quick chat. They bring cookies. They're lovely, but they completely derail my workflow and my focus time. How do I lovingly but firmly set a boundary that I'm working without making them feel like I'm shutting them out? Ooh, that's a good question.
Do we know what kind of cookies? I mean, it depends. If it's like a peanut butter cookie that's to die for, it might be worth it. But I'm going to give you the same advice. AirPods. And you open the door. I'm on a call. I can't right now. I'm on a call. Yeah. And that's it. At this point, you got to work. That's nice. You might have to sacrifice the best cookies you ever had, but I'm on a call. That's always going to work. That's it. Get the AirPods.
Yeah. Good one. Dear Jor, my partner and I are adopting a dog together. I like the name Apollo or Luna. Classic strong names. My partner is insistent on a ridiculously cutesy, almost embarrassing name like Pumpernickel or Captain Snuggle. I'm going to be the one taking the dog to the vet and to the park. Is it worth fighting over a respectable name, or do I just let the Pumpernickel train ride into the station?
Immediately get rid of your partner. Pumpernickel or Captain Snuggles.
Snuggles.
You need to break up with this person immediately. Immediately. Because here's the deal. If you have a child, what are they going to want to name this child? You know, come on.
Yeah.
Babykin, sweetie pie, lovey nut muffin. Ugh. Come on. No, no. Immediately get rid of this person. Adopt the dog on your own. Apollo or Luna are great names. This person has bad judgment. Cut them off. They're done.
Captain Snuggles. Yeah. You taking that. Jeez.
Don't name your dog something ridiculous, says, of course, the person who allowed her three young children to name her dog, and they named it after a character in The Lion King. Okay, if it's the kid's dog, it's different, but I'm assuming these people are grownups. Yeah. They're talking. This person is saying their partner wants to name it Captain Snuggles. They're obviously not a grown-up. Immediately break up with them. That's all I have to say.
Dear Jordana, I received an expensive still-sealed coffee maker for my birthday last year that I never opened because I don't drink coffee. Now my cousin's moving into a new apartment, and this coffee maker would be a great housewarming gift. Is it ever acceptable to re-gift something still in its original packaging, or should I be honest about where I got it?
Absolutely. Re-gift that. They'll love the coffee maker. And feel free to be honest. You can say, this was given to me as a gift. I didn't return it. I hope you'll love it. You probably don't have the receipt, or it says a year later. I do believe in re-gifting, especially if you get something perfect for somebody. But if they want to return it, they're kind of on their own, or they're just going to have to regift it. But yes, if you think that person will love it, this is such a good question because we talk about this at the holidays all the time. I think regifting is okay as long as it's something that they'll like, and it's like a housewarming gift. You know, you're not regifting a wedding gift or something that's very serious or something that's very personal. It's just a little housewarming gift. So yeah. I think that's totally fine, and go for it.
What about a good bottle of wine you've given a coworker, and then you show up to a housewarming party of another coworker, maybe a year and a half later, and the coworker you gave the nice bottle of wine to brought that bottle of wine to the housewarming party for the housewarming party, the owner of the home, who you know doesn't enjoy good wine.
Mm.
Did Chad do that at David's party?
100% yes. You think David Joseph? We love DJ, but DJ's not a wine connoisseur.
He's drinking two buck chuck.
Right.
And I, so did you at least open the wine so you could drink it at the party?
Well, let's just say this coworker who brought the wine said, I thought we were going to share it there together. I didn't see that. I didn't see any cork being pulled, wine being poured, saying, let's share this bountiful gift together. No, I did not see it.
Let me ask you this, and I'm fine
with
that,
hypothetical,
by the way. Bottles of wine can go round and round and round. Hopefully somebody drinks them before they're bad, but yes. So Mark brought David a bottle of Aviv, of course, for his. I got them a little something, but he brought him a bottle of Aviv.
Sure.
And then proceeded to open it and, you know, do a shot. Is that bad form?
No.
Oh, you're allowed to
I think
to
you can.
That?
No, if you you're bringing that in the with the idea that it's being shared.
Oh, so that's okay. See, I had to ask Adam on this one.
Right.
That's okay.
How about this? This leads me to another Dear Jordana question.
Should we break?
Yes, break, because I've got a great one to end on. Adam Carter's pressing Dear Jordana question about wine and the etiquette on a gift coming up next on CC. 11:54, that is your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to upgrade your roof with impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles, 50% off installation labor through October 31st. Okay, here's my Dear Jordana question, which follows up on my conversation about the wine being delivered to David Josephson and his wife, Katrina, who we love and cherish. But I know that they're not connoisseurs of fine wine. The good bottle of wine that was given to him for his housewarming party... because I know I gave it to the person who gave it to him. Am I okay in asking David, hey, if you really don't want to have that nice wine, would you mind giving it back to me? It could be a Christmas present, or it could be my birthday present. I'll act surprised. Or is that way too hoity-toity to say? You will.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Will not enjoy it as much as I'll enjoy it.
Because
my palate is more refined than yours, David.
You can pray that he regifts it to you. Yes. But no, you may not tell David Josephson. But here's what you can do.
Okay.
You can tell a mutual friend. Like, you can say, hey, Jordana, I really like that wine.
Yeah.
And then I can say, hey, David, remember that bottle of wine that was regifted to you at your home, at your housewarming party? I know that Adam really loves that wine. Mm. And, you know, if you want to regift it to him for Christmas, I'm sure he would really appreciate that. You get a mediator.
Sure.
Because you saying, give me that bottle of wine back, or you know, if you're not drinking yet, you don't do that.
Right.
You get somebody in the middle and use, and I can make that suggestion, which of course I'm happy to do.
I love it.
But I'll probably tell the whole story that you told me anyway. Mm-hmm. So he'll get the whole thing and he'll be like, oh, of course I'll give it.
Look, it's tough to find Boone's Farm Orange Hurricane nowadays. And I had to look high and low for that to give to Chad. And he brought the Boone's Farm Orange Hurricane to David's party. And I just know David wouldn't appreciate the Boone's Farm Orange Hurricane as much as I would. That's all I'm saying.
I saw a post of Bartles and James wine coolers.
Remember wine coolers?
Yes.
Did you get into wine coolers?
Of course, because I was, you know, a 16-year-old girl that thought it tasted like juice.
Yes.
You know, and it had like a little bit of alcohol in it. But they called the Bartles and James the ancestor of White Claw. And
I
think that's far-fetched.
That is, absolutely. Remember they had the two, didn't they have two old guys, Ed and...
Bartles and James.
Bartles and James, two old guys selling it.
Yes, yeah. Mr. Bartles and Mr. James.
Right. Didn't it come in 2 liters, too? Didn't they have 2 liters of that stuff?
That's a lot of wine.
I just remember
a lot of juice.
Bottles. Oh, and they were so sweet and so delicious. Mm-hmm. And, oh, you just needed two. You were good to go.
Zima walked so White Claw could run. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Chad is up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.